I reckon he's still trying to get over the shock of the North Queensland Cowboys, the premiers, being bumped out of the competition last weekend.
Oh, he'd be hurting.
He can probably make amends for that. It would ease the pain if he won a few Group 1s over the weekend. And they start tonight, obviously, in Melbourne with Moonee Valley. Then we've got the wonderful Epsom Metrop meeting at Royal Randwick, where the weather looks to be pretty good. And then on Sunday, it's the Turnbull Stakes meeting. He's got a strong hand in all the big races, I'm glad to say. John O'Shea from the Godolphin Yard joins us. G'day, John.
Morning, TK. Morning, Flats.
Sorry about mentioning the Cowboys, buddy.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I've had some rough nights at the footy, but being in the tab box with 15 lunatic Cronulla supporters wasn't my idea of a good night.
I know.
Don't you hate that when that happens?
Oh, they're just so they're such an easy bunch to get along with, too, those Cronulla supporters.
No thoughts of moving to the Shire, buddy?
Not in the immediate future.
Well, imagine if they win it this weekend. It's going to go nuts.
John, this is such an exciting weekend, starting with tonight, but I guess it's busy for you, but you've got about 6 grand finals, I reckon, this weekend.
Yeah, we've got a busy week, and we've got a lovely team of horses going into the week, and most importantly, the preparation's been good, and so we go there very relaxed and, confident that, everything's under control and we just need to execute well on race day and to be in the money somewhere.
All right, mate, let's have a look at the big one, or one of the big ones, the Epsom Maiden. Haraki, a real good chance.
Yeah, he is. he has got a nice bunch of weight. And I think, to be fair, Racing New South Wales need to be complimented the way that they've handicapped both the features, and they've made them really good betting mediums and really interesting races. So we've got a little bit of weight to concede to our opposition, but got some nice lead-ups. And I was happy with where he drew. I thought that presented James with an option just to get some cover early and probably follow Palantino into the race. But we're happy with Haraki. He's had a good preparation so far, and he seems to be on an upward spiral.
Mate, Chase Tone Winks last start. There's no Winks tomorrow.
There's not, but, I think the key for us is conceding, 6 or so kilos to... it's a genuine handicap, TK, and but I drew a line through, not to suggest that he's a Falante, but, he had similar form lines to Falante. He's placed in a derby. He come into the race with a nice win first up. He's got good weight for age form, and Falante won, when he won the Epsom, he carried 57 and beat all our mob. This place got 56 and he chased home Winks. So, that sort of gives us a little bit of heart. And I think he will finish in the money irrespective,
And the Metrop, mate, you've got two there, Magic Hurricane and Allergic.
Well, we probably were just hoping for a little bit of rain, Slats. Ground's going to be pretty firm because I never got the rain at Randwick yesterday that we would have liked.
Okay.
But the horses are in good order. Magic Hurricane will get a beautiful run in the race. And he does come into the race well weighted considering he won the race last year. He's been set for one race. And I think he could surprise the people here because of the run he's going to get. And this is James' first ride back on in this prep.
It's an exciting time of year too, John, when you've got the baby stepping out for the first time and the Jim Crack and the breeders. And your horses, because you've got such a big yard of juveniles, should be to the fore. You've got Jorda in the Jim Crack and Piracy in the breeders.
We're happy with both, DK. Won the Jim Crack last year with Calliope, and Jordan presents very similar to her. You just probably don't want to have a look at her in the yard because she's only a tiny little thing, but she's got, very similar credentials to Calliope and probably a little bit stronger in the colts this year with Piracy. Albeit he's drawn a little bit out, he does seem to follow the favourite across, and it probably won't present as too much of an issue for us. And he's a really nice, strong, colt that's had a good prep.
Mate, obviously the AFL Grand Final Saturday, so we've got the Moya and the JRA Cup. You've got a couple in the JRA Cup tonight?
Yeah, I think both horses will probably just need to run, TK.
Okay.
Just had a little sort of space preparation there, Arab Dawn. But he'd be one that, your punters could follow. I think he's got a good race in him somewhere during the spring. He's going along well. And, I thought if he run home nicely, I'd be really happy. Tarquin's just sort of getting fit. I thought if he ran well tonight, he could go on to the Cranbourne Cup and that would present him with an opportunity to win a nice race this time of year.
Yep. And, mate, obviously you'd be excited about, it just goes on Sunday as well, but the Turnbull, and you've got Hartnell and Tally, but Hartnell absolutely going terrific at the moment.
Yeah, mate. Look, he's got a take his form from Sydney to Melbourne, and he's got to take it, you know, right-handed to left-handed. But I was really happy with him. I saw him in Melbourne yesterday. He looked as if anything, he probably made a little bit of improvement. So, you know, the transition seems to be fine. Both horses are in good order. Tally's sort of on trying to go to the Caulfield Cup, and Hartnell, you know, well, obviously we'll get through Saturday, Sunday, and then make a decision where he ends up. But he does seem to have travelled down well.
Good on you, John. You're a busy man.
Yeah, thanks, boys. It's Disneyland for adults this weekend. There's racing and football every day, you know.
Absolutely. Good on you. John O'Shea there, giving us the latest on his horses. Plenty of runners this weekend.